StoryCorps is back in Boise. In fact, the giant silver recording trailer should arrive in our parking lot this afternoon, and it'll be set up right outside the Boise State Public Radio studios. StoryCorps has been recording the memories of people all around the country for years, and you can sign up to record yours during the mobile tour in Boise through September 2nd. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, sat down with Danielle Anderson, the director of the StoryCorps mobile tour, to talk about the wonder of open-ended questions. Let's take a listen.
I'm looking at your 2022 tour. Tampa, the Gulf Coast, Tulsa, Springfield, Missoula, Moses Lake, now Boise, then you're off to Salt Lake City, then Vegas, finally San Antonio for around the holidays. Wow, wow, wow. You're back in a big way.
Yeah, we cover a lot of ground. We call ourselves the mobile tour. We are not joking.
You are in this wonderfully envious position, which gives you a unique lens to see America. And while we hear so much about our differences, I'd like to ask what you see, and in particular, what you hear about what we have in common.
Yeah, that's a great question. It's also a really important question because I think it's something we lose sight of a lot. But you're right. We do have a really unique lens, a unique position that we are in as facilitators and as people who get the honor of sitting in and listening to a lot of these conversations. And I think what strikes me, and I've definitely heard other people say this that have been facilitators for some time, is that the world will throw a lot of things at us. It can be really hard, painful things happen, you know, but the resilience that we hear in people, in the stories that they tell, their ability to kind of roll with these punches that we get and keep going and keep moving and finding strength in our family and our communities, you know, and the love of those around us, just basically just our ability to keep going and to keep thriving despite everything that gets thrown at us.
I was taught a long time ago, when in doubt, tell me about, which is to say a conversation or an interview that begins with the words tell me about usually gives you a pretty good piece of sound and usually cuts to the core. So I'm thinking that probably works well for StoryCorps when someone asks their friend or their mom or their grandfather, tell me about your dad or tell me about how things have changed.
Yeah, it's those open-ended questions that I think, it sounds silly, but we don't ask a lot of them in our day-to-day lives. Everything is very, we're doing this, yes, yes, no, everything is a yes, no question. We're making plans, we're running around. And just those, just like you said, those open, tell me about questions, sometimes they really open up space in people to share some surprising things. I'll give you a really short example. I know my dad really well. We have a great relationship. We talk all the time. I have done one StoryCorps recording with him. And my first question was, tell me about your mom. And he immediately started to cry. And it caught us both off guard. It was just, I think, just that space that I want to hear what you think of when I ask that question. And just let's take the time to really dive into that. We don't get to do that very often. And it's special when we do.
The thing that struck me the first time that I stepped into the mobile booth was how comforting it was, how comfortable it was. I was really surprised. And I'm guessing that none of that is by accident.
No, I mean, we really want to strip away a space so that the only thing people are really focused on is their conversation partner. You know, they usually will come in and they're a little bit, there's a microphone in front of them. And for most people, that's a new experience. And so there's a little bit of getting over that. But aside from that, you know, once they're looking into their partner's eyes and just kind of focused on that conversation, everything else seems to melt away. I should share with you, though, that we are, you know, right now, unfortunately, we're not actually recording in the mobile booth itself, but we are going to be recording in your studios. And so another intimate, special place, we'll create that atmosphere wherever we'll go.
As a matter of fact, it's my understanding that for the first time, folks might have the option to record remotely in a virtual recording booth, right? How does that work?
Yeah, so we are doing what we call hybrid stops these days. We know we are still living in a time when, you know, COVID is there. So trying to take that into account, and also just in general, increase accessibility to our recording process. So when people sign up, they will have two options. They can either come and record in person with us, mm-hmm. or they can choose to record from the comfort of their own homes. We'll just need them to use some kind of an internet connected device, be it a computer or a phone or really anything they can use to access our recording platform, similar to something like Zoom, but only used by StoryCorps and just for this purpose. So it's designed kind of like we were talking about before, without any of the other distractions, just really a StoryCorps recording space just on your computer.
I can't tell you how many people I've had this conversation with about StoryCorps returning. And to the person, they say, I would love to do this, but, and my response is, don't overthink this. So what's the best advice that you could give someone listening to encourage them to participate?
That is so funny you say that. We hear that all the time. Oh, yes, I would love to. That would be great. But you should talk to so-and-so instead. They have a great story. Mm. And I think there's two ways to think about it. Number one, and this is the, you know, one of the easier ways to think about it, is just think about somebody you'd like to come in with. Think about somebody either that you would like to talk about a shared experience with, or somebody that you would like to learn more about. A friend, a family member, somebody, like I said, that you would want to spend that intentional time with. You know, that time away from everything else. Or if you want to share a story of your own, just like you said, don't overthink it. Think of somebody that you'd want to share it with, bring them in, and then just go for it. There's no right or wrong way to do this. There's a reason that we let people decide what they're going to talk about. You know, we never dictate what people should talk about because they know what's important to them. They know what's meaningful to them. They know what they want to preserve and they know what they want to share. That said, we know it can still be intimidating. So if you want to come and share a story, but you're uncertain how to do it, we reach out to everybody that makes an appointment with us. And we share lots of resources. We will talk through everything with you to make sure that you feel ready and prepared to share your story in the way that you want to do it, or to interview that person that you care about the way that you want to be able to do it. So we'll help you along.
Can I assume the pandemic has triggered even more personal conversations?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, we were curious when we started back out on the road, how much we would hear, you know, directly about people's experiences of the pandemic. And while we've certainly heard a lot of stories directly addressing, you know, how people moved through that time and continue to move through that time, we have found too that it just kind of winds its way into people's recordings in interesting ways. I mean, it's really just impacted all of us in ways that I think we're still grappling with. People don't need to talk about that experience. Nobody needs to talk about that at all. It's just been interesting to hear how it has found its way into, you know, a lot of the corners of our lives.
I can't wait. August 4th through September 2nd. And she is Danielle Anderson, and she and her colleagues will make StoryCorps happen here in Boise. This is why we do what we do, right? When I say StoryCorps, people's eyes widen in a flash.
People love StoryCorps, but honestly, it's the people that make StoryCorps what it is. I mean, we don't write these stories. People bring them. So it's the people that make StoryCorps what it is. And so we are very honored that people love what we do, but it's you guys that make it happen.
And that was Danielle Anderson, director of the StoryCorps Mobile Tour, chatting with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, about StoryCorps, which is here in Boise, and will be recording Idaho Stories August 4th through September 2nd at Boise State Public Radio.